Hey guys, it's Brian Ozone and my buddy Joe Amato, and we're here for another episode of Fans of Power podcast. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, nothing much. Just like I said, ready to talk about some more stuff. But before we get to going about this episode, I wanted to give some shout outs to a couple fans who made comments on our last episode about the promotions and Wonder Bread, because I asked them, I said, hey, right. I said, if you guys had any theories or things you knew of maybe the origins or what you remember as a child, you know, go ahead and share and I'll bring it up. So a couple people had their thoughts of what they remember. Now, one fan, his name is Willis Wheeler, he thought he remembered that figure being offered through Nestle Quick. He said that he thought there was a form that you sent in and you could have a choice of, you know, getting the figure, or they would send you like a Hot Wheels Firebird card or a Firebird car. I think that's
okay.
But that was one thing. So appreciate that, Willie. Thanks for letting us know, because
you never know. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Definitely. And it could lead to hopefully, you know, figuring out something. Another fan, Max Feldman, he thinks it was still Wonder. Definitely.
Okay.
Thought that it was at a store called Kroger's. He thought he remembered, because I was mentioning that mail away card. I said, you know, why have a punch? He thought that that card was attached to like the bag of Wonder Bread, and they would hang them like that, hang them with the bread.
On the tag, right?
Yeah, on the tag. So that's his theory of why there was a hole punch.
Did he say where he was from? Because over here, there's no Kroger's. So that's where the theories can conflict, you know what I mean? But okay, I don't want to throw us off topic.
No, exactly. I mean, I can't remember where he said he was from, but it was a cool, you know, another memory that you never know.
Oh yeah, and another theory as well.
Exactly, and then there was Blake Cabrera. He's in the Vintage and Obscure Masters of the Universe group on Facebook. He almost had the same thoughts of what we were discussing. You know, like, you know, the origins, you know, it could have been possibly a giveaway somewhere.
Okay.
You know, he didn't remember a promotion like, you know, for Wonder, just like I didn't, and a lot of people didn't remember. He said he didn't remember, but it was almost the same thing. He thought the same thing that we did. So I wanted to give him a shout. There was others that had, you know, pretty much the same thoughts as what we did, and a lot of others that did still think that, you know, they remembered getting it in the mail, but none of them did remember sending away for it. But it's still fun. It still leads to, oh, and there was one other. I feel bad because I don't remember her name, but there was a lady that she said her father worked for Wonder, and he would always give her like any of the promotional stuff that came, and she, like, that's how she got the Wonder Bread trading cards in 86. But she said she never got a figure, and she said she never remembered even and checked with her dad, and he never had any recollection of any figure being offered through Wonder Bread. So that's just a cool little thing.
It's just insane how this figure just wiped everybody's mind completely blank of how they got it. But
yeah, that does get dumbfounded.
The figure's real. People have it, and nobody remembers.
The origin is, like I said, it's mind-boggling. Like I said, out of the hundred thousands and close to probably millions of fans, because He-Man was the hottest property in its time, you know, like I said, how no one can remember that, it's mind-boggling when they remember every other toy promotion from every other company. So, but like I said, we covered that before, but it's always something to chew on, I guess.
Right. All right, so then I guess moving on. That was cool. Thanks, guys, for listening and, you know, giving us your feedback and questions and whatnot. I appreciate it. So let's move on. They're coming out with, like, this new Classics 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly is it? Is it that the line is done, the Classics line is done, and they're moving on to a whole new line? Is it remakes of what we already have? Like a variant line, I guess. What do you think it is? Because it's kind of annoying to me if it's a whole new line, because the line itself isn't done yet. To me, you're not done. I mean, you did the figures. Will be done supposedly this year. The classic line figures, and pop, but New Adventures needs to be finished. The Meteor Orbs, you know, your favorite, wasn't touched yet.
Right.
You still have 2000X Filmation variants. Well, not variants, but you have the rights to the cartoon, and there's plenty of figures, characters that weren't made into figures yet. I mean, to me, I don't understand the reason for a 2.0 as of yet. Or is it the reason just to make them Filmation accurate?
No, wait, is there two? I mean, is there two separate ones? Like, one is the 2.0, but is the other the collector's choice? And is that the one that has, like.
That's the same thing, I believe. I believe it's all under one banner.
Oh, is it? I didn't know
And
that. I thought there were two separate. I mean, if they're under the same banner, then that would confuse me, but I wasn't quite sure.
no, it, well, we hold on a second. We have the 2.0 that ends tomorrow, I think tomorrow, that you have till.
And that was with
And
all the Filmation style
that's the
characters, correct?
Filmation guys, right?
Okay.
And the other thing, what's the other thing? The other subscription was for what?
That wasn't it the
I thought.
collector's choice that had characters, you know, like General Sunder and everybody? Was he in that one
So
or?
then wait, then one would be an add-on and one is the regular sub continuing then. So then the Filmation, the 2.0, which would probably be the Filmation, it's just an add-on sub.
Okay, yeah, because that's the, I don't know how many six figures or one that includes Evil
Something
Seed is the
like that.
exclusive. Yeah, because Evil
Yes.
Seed is the exclusive for that one, I believe. And Despara is the exclusive for the other collector's line.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense.
Yeah, so
But
hopefully, I mean, with the other ones, I mean, I'm hoping that's the one that would include getting, like you said, more of the 2000X figures, the new adventure figures that were never made,
right. I
the meat.
mean, they still have half the new Adventures line to make. I
Oh,
mean,
there's
then
so
they need,
many to make.
well, besides the rights to the cartoon of characters that were never made into plastic, you know, what we've gotten in the line, in the 89 line, they still have about half of them to make, in the Classics line. And there's pretty good heavy hitters that still haven't been touched, that I
You
think are
think they
heavy
would?
hitters that
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, I'd love to see, you know, Sagittar. I would just love to see
Sagittar.
him. He could be a monster of a beast man. I mean, well, not no pun
Huge.
intended, but yeah, that could be a big
Huge.
sucker. You know, that was my favorite figure from the New Adventures line because he felt like he blended in with the Masters of the Universe
The
line
original.
back. Yeah.
Yeah. With the
But
vintage line.
yeah, so there's, see, that's the thing with New Adventures. I mean, do you think it could warrant its own sub, or do you think fans wouldn't be behind that if they were thinking, let's just do a sub to finish off the new Adventures figures? Do you think that could work as its own individual sub, or just fill them into like more of the collector's choice line?
I don't know because, you know, not everybody's a new Adventures fan, and we all know that. Not everybody gets the cartoon. Not everybody likes the cartoon or the figures or the comics or whatever, which I get. I understand. Not everything's for everybody, but I mean, you know, we supported the line thus far, which included Pop, and Pop is fin now finished, and now all the Pop fans can drop out. And maybe now they're done with the line, being that all the vintage figures have been redone and their Pop figures are done. What's left for them to continue to go on to keep a sub? They can cherry pick if they want.
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah, I mean, I hope, like I said, the Pop
No,
fans,
so
I
he
don't think they
might
would
lose
leave.
their support.
Well, I mean, I'd hope not. I think they'd see
I
that, you
hope
know,
not either.
yeah, because, I mean, everything, it's all encompassing everything to make it
Right.
one big definitive universe. So, I mean, I
But
would,
in the
like I said,
last year, we got, I mean, Pop heavy, you know, between the stand, you know, the add-on sub, the Eternia, Etheria add-on sub, and then, you know, the regular su subscription that was, you know, we had a lot of Pop in it too, to complete the Pop, because the Pop fans wanted it.
And it's
And
awesome to get them all because that was it
it
was scary
is.
to think if you weren't going to get them, you know, but now knowing you have everything, it just makes
Right.
the line feel more complete. You know, it's like thank
But
goodness they did fight for it.
it's also now easier for them to say, okay, I'm done. I don't need to keep con yeah, I don't need to put in for a sub. So that might make it harder for us to continue the line, you know, for us, you know, for people who want everything. Because now you're not going to have their support, maybe, if they do drop out. And so to me, it might hurt completing everything else, you know, if
So
people
that
start
maybe
dropping
you're
out.
thinking if with New Adventures, maybe possibly there wouldn't be enough fans or strong enough support
Yeah.
to warrant its own individual little sub. Maybe, like you said, just fill in spots with other lines. Like you said,
I think an add-on sub. I mean, but I don't know if it's too late now because, like I said, you have all those pop fans that got what they wanted, and now with that, with pop being done and the vintage line being done, what's left for them to actually sub for if they can cherry pick? So, you know, at this point in the game, also they can just quit the line. You know, Mattel can say, "Well, we're not getting the support. You know, we're going to come out with six figures a year." Or whatever they want to do, whatever their backup plan is, you know.
Well, my hopes is I think they'd be there to support because they know, you know, like you said, it's hard when you're trying to get people to want something possibly that, you know, they don't want as much. But when they see a figure, they're like, you know, that really does look great for the people who thought, oh, Pop wouldn't fit with Masters of the Universe. It looks fantastic if it's perfect. And I think that it can go every single way. Just the same thing with New Adventures. When people would see how great these figures could look and that they blend in with the rest.
Too.
Yeah, and so, like, and the other ones there, that we but, haven't got, I think the other ones that haven't come up yet, like Tuscador, I mean, that Tuscador would be
amazing.
Yeah, he
I'd like
would
to
be.
See Hoof,
yeah.
Lizor, however you want to say his name.
Quake, I mean, there's these are the big guys. These are the big guns that I think could really take advantage of some amazing new sculpts. So I think the support could be there. And as for like the 2.0 with the Filmation designs, which I love because it looks just like the cartoon, it makes you wonder, like, who, you know, like, what would be next? Who would be next? Who do you think deserves to get this Filmation treatment? Which figures already came out that maybe already look Filmation enough, maybe won't get it? I mean, what do you think should
well,
be next?
Well, I think Clawful's on a list, which is a good idea. Like, Clawful, I think, deserves it because he looks completely different in the cartoon and everywhere else.
Right.
Was it Tongue Lasher
Tongue
Lasher,
yep.
Rat War, because they look different.
Definitely Tongue Lasher. He's got a completely different look. Definitely Tongue Lasher. Rattler is borderline pretty close, but Tongue Lasher definitely deserves it.
But I mean, you know, it's close enough where it's not just a repaint. You know, he's kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're getting Trapjaw, which to me, I don't know. They're just, you know, a little paint and a couple of different accessories, which they can just throw in, you know, in a weapons pack or something like that.
You know, because it's strange you say that about, like, you know, variants. Like, because some people, even with these looking just basically like Filmation, some people are at the thought of, oh, these are just a variant. I really don't care. That's what I've heard from some people. But, of course, a lot of people love it and embrace it like I do. I embrace absolutely everything. So I want to see it all. But that's what's weird. It's then you bring up Clawful, like, Clawful, that's not really a variant. Like, yeah, he's a variant. It's Clawful. I was like, but he looks completely different. It doesn't look like any Clawful you ever had because we've never had this one. So,
well, that's how
variant.
I feel about CamoCon, not to change the subject a little bit, but I mean, you know, CamoCon to me is a figure that he's completely different than from the other guy. And I'm so finally happy that we're getting him.
Yeah, and it is. It's good to get
but
him.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to throw you off track again. It's
that's fine.
CamoCon is one of my absolute favorite variants, because to me that's a true variant. He is completely different looking from what the other version of him is. It's not like, all right, let's just paint his underwear different, you know.
Yeah, because that's what's borderline, like you said. There's sometimes I think people maybe put variants and redecos of, you know, different colors into the same category, and I kind of would put them in different, especially when especially when the variant is different enough to look like a whole different figure. You know, like if like, let's say Prince Adam, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting an accurate Filmation Prince Adam, which yes, that'd be cool, but I mean Prince Adam from the MYP cartoon. You know, like,
that's
how
completely different.
Yeah, that's completely different. And it's not
character,
just like,
actually.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like a whole new character. So I enjoy that. But then when I think about, like, I don't know, characters that could be too close. Now, one, I think, you know, you said he kind of looks pretty close, and he does, but I still think would be different. It's Hordak from Filmation. I think that he still could, he deserves a real Filmation accurate, because beyond his head and the cowl that he has and a little bit of his armor, the one that we got was basically, it was a repaint, which you're right, it looks the same, it's the same colors as the cartoon, but I still don't feel he's Filmation enough, and I think he deserves one, but I don't know. I mean, you said you were kind of on the fence about Hordak, right?
Well, I mean, to me, we got them already. We got, what, three or four different Hordaks by now? I mean, even though it's an add-on sub or whatever you want to call it, it's a different line. To me, it's all the same. I'd much rather want new people at this point. I'd rather new characters or, a completely different version. I'm not into like variants that are just repaint, just a paint deco different. To me, that's just it's just waste. I know there's fans out there that like it. You just said you do. To me, I buy it for the fact is I'm a completist, so I'm gonna complete the line, but I'd much rather spend the money on something different.
Now, what do you think about, okay, what about characters like, I've heard a lot of people in, again, I wouldn't see much of a difference. I guess there could be, but I've heard some people say they would like Orko, Shadow Weaver, they would like, them done again. I'm like, but I feel like they are pretty close to the cartoon already. So
Yeah,
how much
they.
different can they be? I mean, I can't get
I don't
that.
see a difference. I mean, unless you're gonna do like a 2000X version of Orko, that's kind of as different as I can see. Other than that, I mean, Shadow Weaver is pretty much been Shadow Weaver, in every aspect, even in the DC comic books. I mean, she's pretty much looks exactly the same. So, it's a blacked out face, two eyes, and a red, I don't know what they call that, but
Yeah,
she's
see,
pretty
because
much
that's a,
been the same.
yeah, because that's the thing. I think almost all the characters that were really Filmation stronger that we got that look pretty much already like Filmation, I don't understand why we would need them again. Now, the
Right.
ones
Well,
that were like.
I honestly, Joe, I think it's people that never got her in the first place and then sees the $300 plus tag on our eBay,
Then that makes, yeah, that would make absolute sense. It's just,
just looking for an
like,
excuse to get her so
right.
they can have her, which I don't listen. I totally agree. I'd wanted to if I missed out on her.
Sure.
But there's really no difference in those characters at all throughout the years in
Yeah,
all the
see it
different
because,
versions.
like almost all, obviously, the Masters of the Universe figures, I mean, they're based off basically the vintage toys, almost every single one of them. So to see the Masters of the Universe kind of done to look like the cartoon, it's like, okay, now that's kind of cool because
Yeah.
you remember it's like a difference. It's kind of like night and day, with the difference between them. They really do. It's like there's not as much detail, obviously, with like, the He-Man and Skeletor. It's like the bracers are filled in, the belt, filled in. It's not all that extra toy detail. But I
Right.
mean, if there's a character that really could be that different that's been done, I mean, I want to see it, but
Oh yeah,
just
bring it
some
on.
I don't, yeah,
Definitely.
I don't see some of the difference in some of these characters.
Right. There's some that I agree with, just like the Red Beast Man, the other PowerCon exclusive. I mean, do you really need a completely Red Beast Man?
And
I
see
mean,
me, I get nitpicky. Not that, well, I mean, I do because, I make, since I make customs for a living, I look at
right.
all these other little details and see he would, if he's, they're doing that based off the Alcala, look,
Yes.
he has other details that need sculpted in that obviously weren't done there. That was, like you said, it was a repaint,
Just
something quick.
repaint.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean,
Real
so a lot of.
quick and easy. I mean, you can't get any, anything really wrong. I think it's just red with a white face, right? I don't even know if he has the white in his face.
I'll be honest, I'm not quite
It's
sure.
all
And
red.
again, for the completists who want it, it's great and it's cool, but
And
I
I bought two of
like,
them.
yeah, because it's the same thing like with mini comic Trapjaw. He's not, if they were to ever do him, don't
I
put him, don't paint him green, light green, yellow, and that's it. He's got
blend it,
different details.
do
Yeah,
it right.
he has other details too that need to be there.
Sure. That's my case with the Filmation or 2.0 version of them. There's really not that big of a difference in the color scheme. I think they're putting in like three different accessories from what we already have, which is kind of cool. But again, do you need 25, 30, after with taxes? Three accessories, shipping and whatnot. I don't know.
And didn't they lower the price on those? They're like $20, right, a
Yeah,
piece. I mean, at
they
least
brought it
not,
back down something.
which that's cool. I mean, that really is nice.
It is cool. It is cool. It's finally a nod. I see it as a nod. Thank you, sticking with us for all this time and whatnot. But I I laughed that they were like at the Comic-Con that they said they weren't gonna not lowering not raising the price but actually lowering it. I couldn't believe it when they said that, or I was like, wow.
Yeah, because
Like
I mean,
somebody.
out of all those Filmation ones, I mean, I am looking forward to, obviously, like you said, Clawful, maybe
Clawful,
Evil-Lyn,
definitely.
and Trapjaw. I mean, I just like Trapjaw. I really like him, and he
Oh
does.
yeah, don't get me wrong. Trapjaw's fun. He's a great character. I think he was my favorite toy as a kid. Between him and Many Faces, but it's to me, I'd rather characters that we don't have. You know what I mean? I don't know. Especially with the reusable parts, I'm sure you can slap something together quick, reasonably fast.
Sure. Yeah, like I
But
said, I mean, and I know they'll give us more of the characters. Like I said, I mean, just for example, with Evil Seed, we've never had Filmation Evil Seed, and it's,
no.
you know, I think the reason that he always has been my favorite over the MYP, which I'm usually in the minority. Most people love
Just like
them.
you like, what is he, an onion or
Well, it's an artichoke head, and that's what we've.
artichoke? That's
It,
right.
it's that's what I mean. It's like the character has character, meaning it's something unique, it's weird. Some people thought it was silly, but he was still a creepy character, and you can honestly say that you've never seen a
Death Scene
character
was
with.
still kind of creepy,
Yeah, and it's a design you've never seen, and with this cloak, and
yeah.
he's kind of mysterious, and it was spooky. And I'm not a hater on the MYP version of Evil Seed, but the design to me, I felt like it's something I've seen a lot before, with that almost like a hyper anime look that I've seen evil characters with
Right.
the flowing type hair and demon eyes. I was like, I've
Well.
seen this a bunch, and it's cool, but my favorite is the Filmation one. But I know that most people like MYP, and I respect that. That's what's good.
Right.
And
Yeah,
like.
well, that's the joy of Masters of the Universe. I mean, we were able to have different versions of different character of the same character throughout the years, and you have the choice of liking who you like, you know? Like I like the 2000X version better. I just like it. I think he's more sinister.
And he does look more sinister. I guess I just was always used to that, the creepiness of Evil Seed. I mean, like I said, I mean, some people can look back and say it's silly, but you know, it was one good episode. I think that was everything. The memories of my childhood, you know, they start flowing because
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it's
that
it was
also
cool.
comes into effect as well.
Right, because that was the time you seen He-Man and Skeletor and the Sorceress, and I think even Orko all teamed together to try to, you know, like
Yeah.
battle. You know, I think they did something to create that snow to kill Evil Seed on top of Castle Grayskull
Yeah,
when
it's the
they're
first time I think didn't even get in on that. They used their forces to, like the magic powers together or something. Am I
I
getting
don't know if
another
that one or that
episode
might have.
confused?
I can't. Yeah, I don't know if that might have been the one with Shigora. I don't know. That one. Now that was a creepy
Might have been
sucker.
Shigura. Yeah. I'm thinking that one. I got confused.
That'll be a good episode to talk about sometime. But well, shoot, why don't we take a
Yeah.
quick break real quick and then we get back to
All
this
right.
and some other things.
All right. Sounds great.
You're listening to a podcast from PopCultureNetwork.com.
All right, and we're back, guys. So, Joe, what else is on the menu for tonight?
Well, I had some ideas. Some people,
Okay.
say that they, you know, hey, they got too many things to collect. But I always think of different things that might be cool to collect, and this was just some ideas. I mean,
Okay,
the
let's hear it.
giants, you know, I mean, the giants take up a lot of room. You know, the new big giant size of the vintage figures that, you know,
Yes.
Mattel's been
They're
releasing.
very
I love them.
cool. Very cool.
They're
Like
cool.
they
They're
have to.
awesome. They're big giant card backs. I love them. I want to see Teela. I want to see more of the characters. I mean, it'd be cool just to have a giant Teela, but then that got me thinking. I thought it'd be cool. I don't know if people would support it, but, you know, why couldn't they release some giant oversized pop figures? You know, gigantic pop card backs and actually rooted hair for She-Ra. I just thought it would be a real cool nod to the past, just like they did with the He-Man figures. For, you know, just not only pop fans, but people that get into that mint on card,
Yeah.
it's cool collecting. I think it's something, I don't know how many they could tackle, but I mean, definitely they could do She-Ra. I mean, that's a no-brainer to do her. And then maybe do Catra. You could have the, you know, the good and the
I
evil
would probably
experiment.
stop right there. I'd be honest with you, because there's probably so many people listening right now, and it was like, they didn't finish the vintage line. How could you move to pop? You know? But
Well, it'd still be cool. I mean, they have to at least
it
do
would be
the
cool.
main good and then
It
the
would.
main bad person, because Hordak
Well,
wasn't in the
I would say,
vintage.
right, I was just going to say that you have to do Hordak too. So, what I would do is what you just said, She-Ra, Catra, Hordak, and probably Glimmer, and I would cut it off right there for now.
Well, see, now that would be weird. Hordak, you'd probably have to put him on the Masters card back, though. He couldn't be on the pop. That would be weird. I
Right.
mean, they did because he was never.
But this could be the first time they can get it right, you know?
Well, that would be cool. That could actually be cool. Yeah, have two of the goods. Yeah, Glimmer and She-Ra, and then Catcher and Hordak. And Hordak for the first time on a pop card back. Really cool.
Try it out. Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, regardless of what card he's on, he's still Hordak. So he's gonna sell. I mean, he's Hordak. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's a no-brainer because people do love Hordak. He really is the main baddie, of course. You know, even though he was never, like you said, on the pop card backs back then, that's who you thought of. I mean, as being the main baddie for pop was Hordak.
Oh, without it, the Horde was the whole the Horde Empire was the main villains. I mean, you know, even it was strange that, you know, they came out with Masters and that great cartoon. I mean, that great commercial. That they're coming, and it'd be cool to finally see him on a pop card. I mean, why not? What do they got to lose?
Yeah, and it's like you said. I mean, no matter what, people are they're gonna buy it regardless. Heck, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if they could do an option, heck, you could they could have a Hordak card back or a pop card.
Oh, don't give them any more ideas.
Don't give them too many ideas of variants. It'd be cool though. One exclusive could, you know, have it sold at a convention on this card back, and then on the Maddie collector side, it'd be the other. See, we're spitballing ideas. It could happen, and like I said, I know people could get into that definitely.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm sure Maddie could get into it too. You know how much money they generate from the variants of the convention, having it on a pop card and not or whatnot. You know,
yeah, so we'll have to see what fans think of you know, this idea. You know, they can always shoot us ideas on websites.
Yeah, without a doubt. Pages.
I'd be curious to see now new adventures. I see the thing is I feed off too much because I get that addiction. But then, like you said, where do you stop? Because again, I would even like to see new adventures giant size, but you know,
that'd
I don't know how many.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, that would
be really cool.
And they could do it. They could do just the regular He-Man that first came out for New Adventures and the regular Skeletor. Give a couple of those. Because like you said, they're never – those lines, it's basically – yeah, that's an indulgence of collectors. You know, they're a little higher priced. It's cool to display. Nobody could actually think that they're going to get every giant figure made. I mean, who had that space, whether it be carded or loose? No one has that room.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I've got all the big giants of them, and so far I've got two of the Secret Wars. I've got the Deadpool and the Hobgoblin that just came out. I mean, they're just gigantic. You know, it's just, you know, and I know they got the superpowers, and then they got G.I. Joe doing it now, and you got Star Wars doing it. I mean, imagine.
Yeah, it's like you said, they would have to stop at some point because not only to you know name drop you but other people, but see, not everybody's, you know, got that giant room and money like you and Tom Ace and Angus McTaggart, Andy Wankata, David Rosen. I mean, these are just some people that, you know, they have a lot of stuff that they like collecting, and so yeah, you know, I barely have any room display, so I just have to throw
them. You got a nice decent sized room, bro.
Yeah, you know what's weird is, like I said, I had to stop with some things. It's like I'm running out of room. I can't display them anymore. I've been reusing that same picture of the one thing I showed people for about 3 years because I was like, I can't even update my collection photo. I have nowhere to put these things unless I, you know, break down a wall and build it into another room.
Yeah, well, I thought about that myself. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely would be pretty cool to get She-Ra in the Giants. It'd be nice.
I mean look at the
rooted hair or not, you know, whatever.
I think it has to be. I think it should be rooted. I mean, if they're gonna,
I think it should too, but you know,
definitely. I mean, that didn't, like you said, the rooted hair idea was something that obviously didn't work for classics. You know, they wanted the plastic hair, and I think that was to maybe make the whole entire, like you said, line of all the different universes just meld, you know.
I think flow better, you know, somehow, but I don't know. I think it still would have been cool to have fewer rooted hair, you know, even if they do it now as like a convention exclusive or something. Just her. You don't have to go crazy with the whole line, and, you know, if you're going to do a 2.0 of her, or three, actually, they did a 2.0 of her already, right? 3.0. You
know, how about that? Now, that's a cool twist. Now, that's a cool reversal. I like that. Now, the 2.0 for Masters basically is giving a, you know, we used to always have the characters based off of the vintage figures. Now we're getting it from the cartoon. The She-Ra figures basically look like the cartoon in figures, but how about that for a twist? The 2.0, or if you want to say a 3.0 She-Ra line, have six figures and give them rooted hair, make them revert back to the toys. It's a
That's
reversal
pretty cool.
of the. Yeah, that would be a cool idea.
Mattel, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's cool ways to, like you said, to definitely keep, you know, the brand alive, generating interest, you know, bringing in obviously
you
more
gotta
money.
Keep it, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep people wanting more, you know, or it's just going to, it's just going to sit on the shelves and collect dust.
Yeah, because that has been a, that was a big debate, I remember, with pop fans. They were debating hair, plastic hair at one time.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was a big melee.
Yeah. Heck, I mean, even if they did the outfits, I don't know if they could even try to even go back to do how it was with laced type outfits for
the players. Who knows? You know, who knows what they.
Were you able to get those giant statues? Because I unfortunately don't have the room for those. So
what
I
statues?
Well, you know, trap.
Oh, no. I don't have the room for that. Uh-huh. And the money. They're too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, they're always, there's those high-end items. They're worth it, but yeah, not everybody has the room or space for them.
Yeah, they're nice, but if I ever wanted to see them, I'd just go on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I was never into the statues. I mean, I got some here and there. I have the Grayskull door, mm-hmm. but
I never got that. I had all the other statues, and you know how you were, after you're supposed to buy them, you were supposed to get that. Yeah, I was one of the people that got the shaft, and I never got that Grayskull door, ever.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks good. It just got super high on, you know, on eBay. I was like, I'm never going to pay eBay prices, especially when that was supposed to be free.
Yeah, I got it. I got it at a decent price. Some guy was just unloading his entire stash, and I got it.
Did you get those other statues then from back then from NECA?
No, I didn't get any of them. I didn't. I just collect the ones that I've gotten throughout the years, is because there was nothing else that I saw on eBay, so I just threw a bid on them, and if I want them, I want them. But when they first came out, no, the only things I collected were the statues, you know. And then some guys, like I said, it was selling his collection off, so I told him I'd give him $500 for the door, and he took it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I think it's going real expensive now. I think even there's been some people that were trying to do like some casts of that door and sell them. I thought I seen people doing that too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, a couple places, but I was like, nah, if I wanted one, I wanted just the actual one. And there weren't many. Was it with two runs of 50 or how many did they do? I can't even remember.
I don't know. I know there's a number on it somewhere, but it's encased with stuff on it right now, so I can't move it. But I'll get you that number.
Okay, yeah, because it's been a while. But and there's like you said, with all that merchandise, there's like some things I remember as a kid I always wanted to see and never did see, and even other people have brought it up recently. But like we never had back then any merchandise of like wind up He-Man figures, and it seemed like everybody else had little wind up toys representing their lines. Big one that I heard a lot of people talking about, and even Tom Ace, you know, mentioned it, was like, where are the Pez masks? Yeah, where's Pez? Why didn't they ever make Pez? I thought that would have been the coolest thing, popping out little Powers of Grayskull or something out of their heads.
Very true. It's funny how of all the merchandising stuff in the 80s, I mean, the 80s like a free-for-all, there's no Pez. I mean, you could find everybody and anybody on the Pez dispenser, but not a He-Man. It's funny.
Yeah, and see, and now that, you know, like I said, we're dropping these ideas, and you know we've been seeing tons of different other companies doing little third-party merchandise. Hopefully they'll hear that, listen to it, and trust me, fans, you could do that now. Fans would buy some Masters of the Universe.
Sure.
You pop those.
Even with the original heads on, the vintage heads, not, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
The words, He-Man.
Right, I mean, just look at it. I mean, yeah, and it's halftime. It's, I mean, you just, like you said, I mean, you could use the vintage style heads. You're putting it on Master, you know, with Masters packaging. People, of course, you know, love collecting things, anything that says Masters. I mean, they brought back and they did their version of Muscle, those Motu muscles, and made new sculpts, but it felt like it looked like Muscle. So people, like you said, you know what they're going to buy, and those are just more ideas that maybe they could do something in the future, whether it be a convention or anything.
Yeah, I mean, people will buy whatever has MOTU on it or She-Ra or NA. People are going to go out and get it.
Exactly.
It's just a curse or something. But I'm one of those guys, man.
Yeah, so whenever whenever a movie, we only say that every time, but whenever a movie, if it happens, when it comes out, that's a part of the type of merchandise that hopefully they do, along with everything else. I mean, we're going to get flooded. You know, I always say I love collecting so much, but man, I couldn't imagine if we were like how Star Wars fans are or Transformer fans, the amount of merchandise and things they have. Oh my God.
Yeah, everything. Star Wars is just and it's funny. It's just wait till the movie comes out. There'll be so much more because they're actually holding back because they don't want to give away anything. So they're holding back on a lot of stuff until the movie comes out, so they don't give away any small details or whatever.
Yeah, because if you
last
think
name,
we have, yeah, like if you think we have a lot of stuff to collect as Masters fans, that's what I just mean. It's like nothing compared to Star Wars. The amount of stuff. I mean, people would probably have just a house full of that in every room. I seen somebody do that with, I think, a Masters of the Universe collection one time. He showed it was either a walkthrough video or pictures, but that guy had his whole house covered in Masters.
Really?
It was, yeah, it was cool, but like me, I just had one room. But yeah, he had it like lined up going up towards the hall. He had it around like his bathroom sink. And I was like,
wow.
Wow, I don't know. I was like, it's either.
I probably could do a nice, I mean, you know, I have a decent amount of stuff. I can see something happen.
Yeah, I think, like you said, spreading it wisely,
yeah,
you know, way of doing it. Because, like, otherwise, it's you condense it as much as you can, like I do, and then shove the rest in a closet, I mean. But, yeah, my stuff, yeah, it's like when you
yeah,
come.
I know. I can't even open my closet without the stuff falling out on me.
Well, just send it to me, and then I'll put it in my closet.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's on its way.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so, well, yeah, next time we'll have to talk maybe about maybe the Filmation cartoon, the movie. We'll see what fans maybe want to hear, if they want to hear us talk about that movie, some of the cartoons, origins of characters. I mean, whatever they want. I mean, there's been a lot of different ideas that they've been shooting towards us. So we'll take those.
So, you know, you can always send us your ideas, your comments, death threats, anything you want at 80smasters.com. Let us know what happened.
So we don't want the death threats. Oh,
no. Nah, seriously though, but you can let us know what you think. Again, at 80smasters.com, at popculturenetwork.com. You can always spread the word, let your friends know about us, give us a listen. Let us know what you think. You know, we're here to you know, talk about what you want to hear. And
And for the Facebook users, I mean, there's a couple good sites to go to depending on what you collect or what you want to do, but there's the all-encompassing He-Man and She-Ra Masters of the Universe Facebook group. They, I mean, talk about absolutely everything. The only thing they don't do is do any selling there, but if you like discussions on anything else, you can go there. There's a good combination of a group that does discussing and selling, which is Masters and Mythos. That's on Facebook. And if you're somebody that wants to buy, sell, and trade any of the vintage stuff, there's a Vintage Obscure He-Man group that's on Facebook. And then one that covers all selling is Collectors of the Universe. That's
there you go, guys.
Yeah, so some good pages to go to if you're looking for other things. And we pop up around those too if you ever want to discuss and drop ideas for us there too.
Definitely. We're always around. So until next time, guys, good journey.
Have a powerful day.
You're listening to a podcast from PopCultureNetwork.com.